The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast, the listener experience. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
That being said, it is Thursday. And again, this is your listener experience episode. We got a good one today. I was kind of peeping through it. Normally, we don't go into them and read them very much. That way, we're kind of caught in the moment. But I peeped this one a little bit. It's pretty dope. But before we do that, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Come join the cult. Be part of the community. You know the drill. Again, this is our Thursday show. Hang out with us every Monday for our normal Hollow Sky show. Tuesday is the recap for our night shift from the week before, and Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central. You can hang out with us at YouTube and Facebook Live for the night shift live call-in show. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share with us for a future listener experience episode, Kyle was beamed a message from a star beyond the charts with information that you're going to want.
I was. And that information is going to be, if you would like your experience or encounter featured on our show, it's pretty easy to do. All you have to do is write your story out, shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can also record yourself with a voice memo app on your smartphone or anything that can basically record you. Send that to the same email. You can call or text the holophone at 618-556-0837. You can send a strange shit to Hollow Sky Podcast, P.O. Box 145, Field in Illinois, 62031. Get us your stories so we can get them out there and get them logged. And let everybody experience the weirdness in the fool.
Send us haunted and cursed things. That's important.
It is important.
If you'd like to support the show, plenty of ways you can do it. We have a Patreon, but the Patreon is changing. So I've got all the tiers locked except for the $1 tier. We're going to be popping up a $7 tier. That's going to be the only tier offered. Anybody interested in signing up, sign up on the $7 tier. Anybody that is signed up now to the other tiers, 3, 5, and 10, those will be going away April 1st. They will be gone. So once those get deleted, you're not going to have access to any of the Patreon shows or anything ad-free unless you go in and re-sign up for the $7 tier. Write that down. Make sure you do that.
Remember.
But... yeah, so with the $7 tiers up, go ahead and sign up for that. We haven't got it popped up yet, but we're getting there. We have a store at our website, hollowskypodcast.com. You can go over there and check out some merch. Rep the Hollow Cult. Best thing you can do, share the show. Share the show. Share the show. If it's an episode you read or you listen to and you're like, hey, that's dope, share that. Helps us out tremendously. Can't state that enough. Diving in to today's listener experience. It is from our friend Jeff, and it's titled Choosing My Family. Thought that was pretty interesting.
It is a weird leading sentence there.
Yeah. So, Jeff says, hey, what's up? My name's Jeff, but everyone calls me Yeti. Here goes my craziest story. So first, a couple things to note before I tell this. Number one, I'm adopted. I found this out when I was between 5 or 8 years old. Two, I have pre-birth memories. I've had them my whole life. I started researching memories like that one day and found that a bunch of others have the same, with lots of similarities. I remember picking my family, picking my life. I remember reviewing my past life and etc. Then coming to Earth, lots of little memories in between. Anyway, when I was 3, I went to my adopted father in the kitchen and said, Dad, do you remember when I was the dad and you were the kid? He laughed and said, what? And I repeated it. He just stared at me silently, so I told him a story of taking him to a lake and fishing when he went through a breakup as a child. He went pale and called for my mom. He told her what I said, and she went pale as well. My dad asked why I told him, and why would I be the son, etc. I just looked at him and shrugged. They both told me to go outside and play. As I got older, I met my biological family. Found out my birth name, my birth initials were DAD, David Aaron Dills. I was born on the day my adopted grandfather passed away. It always freaked my dad out when I brought it up. I'm 38 now, and holding on to those memories has gotten harder now. When I died in my past life, I was greeted by a large angel or spirit that claimed to be my guardian. I was taken to a very large stone or metal disc laying on a floor. I was scanned and told that I had diseases which can actually cling to your soul, depressions, cancers, etc. They had me stand on the disc. A green circular light began to go up and down with vibration waves all around me. I felt sadness and illness leaving my body. Everything became so intense, I cried out. I was then taken to a place to calm down and reflect with my guardian. I watched my life and felt horrible, all the bad things I did. I began to ask if I was going to hell. They just laughed and said, no, that's not how life works. They asked me if I wanted to try again, and I said, absolutely not. Then I felt an overwhelming energy calling to me. It was the source. The source explained things to me. I agreed to come back and try a different life. I spent a long time coming back. There's a book in front of the energy source that has all knowledge in it. You think of something and it appears on the pages. I watched Earth for a bit. I talked to others about my concerns of coming back. Finally, I was taken into a gigantic room of what looked like it was full of bathtubs. Thousands of them. I was taken to one and I sat in the warm water. Two spirit guides were with me, explaining how to choose my new life. I said I wanted to go to the future more. They explained that that was more difficult. The risk of getting lost were higher, but the rewards were greater, and that I would have guides. So I picked out my life, my body, etc. They said to close my eyes and lay back into the water, and in that blink of an eye, I'd be back. I closed my eyes and opened them to see a platform overlooking Earth, and met by a spirit who I didn't trust, who was to send me to Earth. Once I began going toward Earth, I was told my memories would erase the closer I got. I panicked and tried everything I could to keep them. Then I saw a light and was a baby screaming, and I remember trying to talk, walk, etc. When I was 1, I was guided by a spirit to walk. Then I began reading, talking in full sentences, doing math, etc. Imagine being an old soul stuck in a toddler's body. I was gifted as a child. I just realized how much I wrote. You all need to look up pre-birth memories. It'll blow your mind. Yeti. Yeti. Friend. That is
That's intense. Lot
to unpack. I have heard of pre-birth memories. I have not looked into them very much. But just going off of the way you described it, man, my brain goes in a bunch of different directions.
Same.
Like, part of me has this real weird, like, recycling souls sort of feeling. I don't know how to describe it exactly.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of similarities there in your story. I mean, you talk about the tubs you go to lay in. Those remind me of the pods from Matrix. You brought up the platform over Earth. The closer you got, the more your memories faded. A lot of people think the moon has something to do with souls. That's another weird oddity there. A concerning thing for me is, which is extra shitty, is that depression and cancers can cling to your soul.
Yeah, that sucks.
And that, to me, that almost feels like a premeditated thing. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like that's natural. Like a cancer should cling to your soul. It almost feels like, you know what it feels like? It feels like some type of divine punishment.
Yeah, it's awful that you essentially can't get rid of them if, like, this is some sort of soul recycling, reincarnation kind of thing. Like, if your soul has these ailments, it's not going to matter what body you're put in.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're going to experience it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, like a divine punishment. Yeah. Like, you fucked up, and then this is now the weight you have to carry. And it sucks. I mean, it's kind of cool they can get rid of that, but man, it just, like, it pulls me in all these different sci-fi ways. Like The Matrix, what's the Altered Carbon? You see the sci-fi movies where you lay in the beds and they cleanse you, they heal you, and they repair you, and it just has a ton of those tropes to it. But you always hear that they're showing us things that are reality, you know? So maybe that has something to do with it. It's fucking bizarre. And I don't know. Like, it sounds cool to some people, I'm sure. But man, does it also sound terrifying?
I feel like, with me, there's a lot of parallels to alien abduction. Because if we would have went into the second half not knowing about the past lives that you had, it would feel like most of that was a typical alien abduction.
Yeah.
Where you're brought in to whatever the large room is. You're essentially there with a being, I'm assuming, since it's claiming to be your guardian, probably trying to keep you calm. There's the weird metal disc on the floor where it's scanning the body. You hear a lot of that in alien abductions. The weird lights, green lights, vibration waves and stuff, that all feels real, like, extraterrestrial abduction to me. Not that they're not one and the same, because, like, we don't know what these entities are. And I can't feel like it's 100% good, like it's looking out for you, because you said there was one that you didn't trust.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm curious more, I'd like some background on that. Like, what about that particular being made you feel like you couldn't trust it? And what about the other beings made you feel like you could trust them? It's weird.
It's terrifying. For me, it's terrifying because it's going into a whole world of unknown, because you're literally losing your memories as you're falling back to reset. And I mean, if that's the case, I mean, we can only judge life on the experience and knowledge that we currently have. And naturally, as a person, you're going to, like, if you were going to, at least I feel like most people, not everybody, but you're going to want to essentially kind of be put in the same shoes. Like I would want my soul to rematch up with my wife's soul, and then to have children that match up with my children. You know what I mean? Like, you want.
Yeah.
But you lose all of that coming back down.
Yeah, and the way he described the fear of losing his memories.
That scares me. Like, I'm sitting here thinking about it. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking like that at all.
No, because, like, who you are is kind of built on the memories that you have.
Yeah, that's important. And like I said, you can only judge by what we know and have now. And that means you're going to, essentially, you're going to give up everything that you knew. Everything that was good about your past life, you're giving it up to go back through it again. And it doesn't mean that you're going to match up. Because, you know, if it takes death to reincarnate, well, your kids and your wife aren't going to be passed yet. Right? Yeah. So it's impossible for you to basically link back up with your family. And I'm just not okay with that. There's something inside that just feels like it scares me.
And if you want to go on a nefarious route, you hear about these soul harvesting plans and how they feed off of emotions, negative and positive. If you listen to the way he talks, they took him on a roller coaster of feelings, because first you pass, you die in your past life, which has to be traumatic, you know, regardless of whether it's in your sleep or whatever. Dying, I'm sure, is rough on your soul. And then you are greeted by the guardians. You are put through all of these tests, which, if you can't remember that it's happened before, you don't know what the fuck's going on, right? And then all of a sudden, you're told you have diseases that can cling to your soul.
Yeah.
So you're immediately like, that sucks.
Yeah.
So then you're cured. They're like, well, we can get rid of them for you. You feel the sadness, and you feel it leave your body. So you're like, okay, this is cool. But then they set you down, and they make you watch every terrible thing you've ever done in your life, and you immediately, like he said, feel horrible again.
Yeah.
To the point to where, like, he was worried about going to hell, and all they did was laugh and say no.
That part does strike me as bizarre as fuck.
Yeah.
That's not how life works.
That's exactly what they said.
And I just, that, I don't know, like, that verbiage, that body language that I'm kind of visualizing
feels gross.
Yeah, like, it makes you feel like when your kid asks you a dumbass question and you laugh it off, like, you have no idea what's going on here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. And I mean, they ask if he wanted to try again. And he said, no, like, I'm done with it. And
yeah.
They're like, well, you don't, like, that was rhetorical. You don't have any say in this, you know?
I don't know. It is definitely, like I said, at first glance, it sounds cool, but then you really start to get into all of it, and it scares me.
It's very,
it really does.
Weird and manipulative-y.
I just don't like the feeling it gives me in my heart. Like, it just, it scares me to the core.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know why. There's something about it that's just terrifying to me.
It is weird.
I'm not comfortable with it at all. And no. It's even, like, more worrisome that might be a possibility one day.
And it makes you think a little bit harder about things like deja vu.
Yeah.
Just little fragments, little slivers of memory that you shouldn't know or shouldn't have any feeling for, but you do.
And then it also makes you wonder about him saying that it took him a long time to get to where he was. You know, like the reincarnation process. Like, why?
Yeah.
What'd you go through? Why'd it take so long?
Yeah.
And then what is this reward system? If you go further into the future, it's more risky of getting lost. Well, what does that mean?
It makes you wonder, like, if his memories were erased, how would one remember getting to choose his family?
I don't know. It must be a crack in the system. It's got to be.
Or maybe he just forgot about the life that he had before then. But again, like, he talked about it, so it's little slivers just come through. I don't know, man. It's weird. I'll have to look into pre-birth memories because I've heard of them, but I never really dove into them. But I'm curious as to how many similarities there are between our friend Yeti's experience and other people's experiences. I'm curious about what these guardians are. Again, why you trusted some of them and didn't trust other ones.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Because, like, part of you wants to take a spiritual route because he referred to the big guardian as an angel. So, like, you think you would, I guess in my brain, you would trust all angels the same. You would think they would have your best interest in mind. But maybe that's just me being naive.
No, I feel like that's a natural assumption. I mean, nobody would assume that an angelic appearing being would be nefarious in any form.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I said, there's a whole lot of like hidden uncomfortableness to that story.
Yeah. Yeah. But Yeti, if you circle back around and hear this, definitely hit us back up with some more input on this. You kind of cut it right off at the end, and don't feel bad about writing a lot in. The more details, the better, bro. Send it. You've definitely piqued our interest in these pre-birth memories. If any listeners out there in the Holocult have some similar experience with remembering things before you were born or getting to choose your family when you came back, hit us up. It'd be interesting to see how these experiences parallel. And again, thanks so much, Yeti, for taking the time to send it in. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us this Thursday. Hopefully, catapults us right through into the weekend. So, check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast, and we shall be there. Until we meet again, Holocult, stay safe, stay weird, and if you have memories that feel like they're out of place, maybe they're more in place than you think they are.